The okay from customs took a bit longer than expected, but around 12:30 p.m. today, the captain of the Russian ship Palata and his fellow shipmates stepped onto Pier 2 in Kodiak. KMXT's Brianna Gibbs has more.
Let's have a big Kodiak welcome for the crew of the Palata.
Kodiak Harbor Master Marty Owen welcomes the crew of the Palata. It was the first time the crew members had stepped on land in 21 days since their departure from Vladivostok. The crew was greeted by a number of Kodiak dignitaries and presented with a traditional loaf of bread and bowl of salt from Kodiak historian and Russian descendant Don Black.
This is a traditional Russian greeting that's given to all guests generally, or even for a housewarming gift, it's presented. The salt represents friendship, and the bread represents hospitality. Shows that you are going to take care of your guests, which is very important in Russia.
Yeah. Members of St. Innocent's Academy, a private Russian Orthodox school in Kodiak, greeted the ship with dancing and music, and according to Seraphim Kleinfelter, an honest attempt at welcome signs for the crew.
Well, there's a kind of a funny story behind those, but essentially they say a very big welcome from Kodiak. The Russian words aren't necessarily in order. We prepared them late last night, and then upon our arrival here, it was somewhat chaotic getting the buses in and then taping the signs up and attaching the banners. And in the hubbub, there was a little bit of mix-up as far as which words were to go where. And since none of us read Russian, we found out about it after the presentation had begun.
But the translated Kodiak 2 hello welcome didn't stop the dozens of cadets from lining up along the railing of the ship and singing to the welcoming crowd standing on the pier. Kodiak resident Thelma Johnson, who, like many in colonial Russia's first capital, has Russian heritage, got a special treat when the cadets discovered it was her 90th birthday and sang to her as she watched from shore.
Was beautiful. They sang happy birthday to me in Russian, and I wished I understood it, but it was nice.
The crew of more than 100 cadets from two universities in Russia will be in Kodiak until Saturday. Their time on the Palata is part of practical schoolwork that they must complete to earn their degrees. Natalia Bordina is the head of the English department at the university in Vladivostok and is on board the Palata as the education and information mate of the captain.
On board we have two groups of the cadets, all in all 102, but part of them, 42 of them, are from Vladivostok Fisheries University. It's the full name of the university is Faristan State Technical Fisheries University. And we have 42 cadets, future navigators and marine engineers. So it's second and third year cadets. And they're majoring, as I've told you, in marine engineering and navigation. And the other group, 60 of them, they're from Kamchatka, which is closer to Alaska, I suppose, even closer than Vladivostok. So we are in the same area, all of us.
The cadets and crew will leave the ship in shifts of 50 over the next 3 days and explore Kodiak. There will also be an open house, dinner, and concert on board the ship. This is the second time the Palata has called on Kodiak since it was built in Poland. The first was more than 20 years ago. Bordina said only one current crew member, the chief radio officer, was on board the Palata the first time it came here. In Kodiak, I'm Brianna Gibbs.